Hi, I'm Mayank, and you're listening to the Demystifying Health Podcast. I'm here to share my experiences and learnings to help you to regain your health in a sustainable way. This is the first season of our podcast, and in the upcoming episodes, I'll be sharing with you some key principles or rules that will serve as a foundation to your journey. These are prerequisites not only into your health journey, but to make any big change in life. So let's dive in. Over the last two episodes, we talked about motivation and willpower. If you haven't had a chance to listen to them, I would highly recommend going back and having a look before starting with this one. But if you have and are clear about those principles, you're ready to take the next steps. So today we will get into how to achieve the transformation you have been thinking about or even tried a few times before. What I'm going to talk about today is going to be at a high level and will be a generalization. Now, I say that because the biggest problem that I see in the fitness industry today is oversimplification of fitness and diet plans. It is portrayed to you by so many influencers that a workout plan or the diet plan is one size fits all and is applicable to every single human on earth, irrespective of their current physique or situation. So today, let me not get into a specific plan or a specific diet, but help you with the fundamentals of human body weight in very simple English, which will make you understand what goes on when you try to lose or gain weight. The human body is an engineering marvel. It is an epitome of efficiency, and irrespective of how you would want your body to be, it works to adapt towards the worst case scenario it can be in. See, the human body constitutes of two main things, fat mass and non-fat mass, which is also sometimes referred to as lean mass. So the fat mass refers to the amount of body weight that is composed of fat tissues. This includes both essential fat, which is necessary for normal bodily functions, and stored fat, which is excess fat that can accumulate in the body. Now, the lean mass, on the other hand, it refers to the weight of the body that is not composed of fat. So this includes a few things. It includes muscles, bones, organs, and water. Your body keeps adapting in a way to make you prepared to face situations you may be in. For example, you eat more food, the body doesn't need it at that time, so it stores the food as fat deposits to be made available when you need it the most. This comes from thousands of years of evolution. Today, most of us are so privileged in terms of food availability. We literally have food available more than we require most of the times. However, with our ancient ancestors, they had to hunt for food or gather fruits in order to eat, and had situations where they may need to go without food for days, and this storage of fat helped them out. They didn't have that problem of extra food available to them at all. And if we understand how food works and our effects on bodies, we can learn how to manage our body fat. So the very basics that every person should know and understand are following. First, the law of thermodynamics. Now, you don't need to be a physics nerd to understand this, trust me, so bear with me. This law says that energy cannot be created and it cannot be destroyed, but it can be transformed. Now, how does it apply to our bodies? So the food that we eat is converted in our bodies to energy. That is why we measure it in calories or kilojoules. So if we eat food, it provides us with energy to do everything that we do consciously, like walking, talking, eating, working, etc. And unconsciously, like keeping ourselves alive by letting our bodily functions work. For example, breathing, the heart beating, the food digesting, and many more. The unconscious part is also called as resting energy, and the conscious part as active energy. The both put together form your total energy expenditure. So if you see, it is a very simple equation. If you eat more energy than you spend, the extra unutilized energy cannot just vanish. It gets transformed into stored fat and you start gaining weight. On the other hand, if you eat less than the amount of energy you use, your body will start tapping into the already stored fat to compensate, and hence you start losing weight. This, my friends, is the very first thing you need to know to understand weight loss or weight gain. The second one is exercise isn't the best way to lose fat. Now, I don't want to create a controversy, but exercise in isolation cannot make you lose fat, period. You can never out-exercise a bad diet. This is a fact you cannot change, and that, unfortunately, is the truth we need to understand before getting into a fat loss program. There are so many articles, videos, and even trainers out there that tell you how to reduce your belly in a week or how to have a smaller waist in 30 days. There's nothing like spot reduction. You cannot, and I emphasize, cannot reduce fat from your belly and keep your arms thick with fat. When you lose fat, you will lose it from everywhere. The sequence may be different depending on where you have more stored fat in your body, but it will go from everywhere or nowhere. Doing crunches, even if you do 1,000 a day, will not reduce your tummy if you're eating more than what you are spending in terms of energy. Now, the third thing is resistance training, and it is the king or queen of fat loss. Let me put it in a very simple way. Your diet makes you lose or gain fat. Strength training helps you gain weight, but the good weight, which is the muscles. Cardio is exactly what it is called. It improves your cardiovascular function or your heart health. All these three components are equally important, but if you try to use one of these to get results in the other area, either you will fail or it won't be sustainable. It is still a trend to do a lot of cardio, which could be running, cycling, group classes in the gym, you know, to lose fat. Cardio just burns energy. You typically spend 150 to 200 calories when you run for 30 minutes at a moderate pace. The number might be less or more depending on your current build and your body weight, but let's take that as an average number. Now, you can eat that amount in less than 1 minute by having a cup of tea or coffee with milk and cream and a teaspoon of sugar. And if you have a cookie on top of that, you have eaten more calories than you have spent. And despite of your 30 minutes run, you end up gaining weight. But why is resistance training or weight training important? It provides your body with stimulus. Now, a stimulus to put on muscles, and muscles are expensive to maintain in terms of energy. For every kilogram of muscle you put on, your body spends about 30 to 50 additional calories just to maintain those muscles. This is free energy expenditure. It adds to your resting energy and without you having to do anything at all. Even if you are resting on your couch, you're burning those additional calories. And the advantages just don't stop here. Putting on muscles make you stronger. As you age, you keep yourself strong enough to do your everyday tasks, and it is one of the most important contributors to longevity. Now, longevity is how you age. It's not just the number of years you live, but it's the quality of those years. Spending your last few months or years on a bed is not what you want. Now, don't get me wrong. Doing cardio is equally important, but not as a primary tool to lose weight. Do your cardio to improve on your heart health, which is what it is supposed to do in the first place. In future episodes, I'll dive a little deeper on each one of these things that we just discussed and also help you in creating your own personal plan to manage food, resistance training, and cardio. Till then, do remember, our food or nutrition makes us gain or lose weight. Resistance training helps us gain muscles, get stronger, and burn more energy while doing nothing. And cardio helps us to get better heart health. I appreciate your time and thank you for listening to me today. This season, I'll be talking about a few more similar principles that are basics. We often don't realize that it is more important to make sure these principles are in place before getting into details like what training plans to follow or what diet plans are the best or even what supplements to take. These principles build a foundation and make it simple and sustainable for us to make that journey through our life and stay fit, not just for the next 3 months, but forever. My goal is to help you get started in your journey and most importantly, help you with tools and knowledge that will allow you to keep moving forward and never look back again. If you like this one, or if you think I can improve, I would love to hear from you in the comments. Also, if you see value, please share it with your friends and loved ones who might benefit out of this. Until next time, take care.